Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get to some emails and eating bugs and something the right is not taking seriously enough right now. I do want to play this again, this little tidbit of Nikki Haley going on television and ending her already very, very slim presidential chances earlier today.
They're alleging that the Republican governor has waged a, quote, relentless campaign to weaponize government power over the company. What is your reaction to that, as we still have yet to see him jump officially into the race?
You know, as governor, I took a double-digit unemployment state and I turned it into an economic powerhouse. Businesses were my partners, because if you take care of your businesses, you take care of your economy takes care of the people, and everyone wins. And so that's the way we dealt with it. South Carolina was a very anti-woke state. It still is. And if Disney would like to move their hundreds of thousands of jobs to South Carolina and bring the billions of dollars with them, I'll let them know. I'll be happy to meet them in South Carolina and introduce them to the governor and the legislature that would welcome it.
I'm not going to lose my temper again. I very much lost my temper at the beginning of the show responding to that. If you want to go listen to that, you can go download the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I'm just going to once again say very calmly, because I'm totally calm right now, that's pathetic. And that's the exact reason we've lost this culture, is that kind of attitude. So, move on. Get to some emails here before we get to the ATF director and Elizabeth Warren and something we're failing. Jesse, how is it that all the politicians are millionaires on our backs? And he says his name is Harry. Well, the politicians are millionaires, and here's why. One, they do insider trading. This is something that is known. This is something that is most definitely illegal. And look, we set up a system in this country that was good, and there was something that really blew it up. And the system that was good was this kind of free market capitalist system where the market exists outside, completely outside of government control. And then the market really just does its own thing because the government is in charge of it. It doesn't control it. But as we went along as a nation, we started regulating the economy, and we need a new committee here and a new committee there. We need an EPA. We need this. We need that. We started getting all these new bureaucracies, all these new rules over an economy that we weren't supposed to control at all. And then with those new rules, we also did things like grants and grant money. Look, actually, this is a great example. I'll play this for you again briefly here, just really briefly. Jennifer Granholm earlier.
I want to ask you about Microvast, which is a lithium battery company that operates primarily out of the People's Republic of China. Your agency granted $200 million worth of a grant to this company.
Okay, forget about who she is and what that company is. $200 million in grant money to a private company? And here's what's really nuts. That's not even an eye-popping figure. If you look at our government, this is what our government does now. Our federal government takes your money that you work hard for, they take it in, and they regularly just simply hand out massive checks. The checks here and checks there and checks here and more checks for you. Oh, we're going to regulate you and we're going to take this over. And what this has done is it has blown up a capitalist system because we're not capitalist anymore. We have gangster capitalism now because the private entities are tied directly to the federal government. The second you tie private businesses into the government, you will have corruption because people will figure out how to enrich themselves. The second my senator, the second his approval or disapproval of me and my business or me and my industry, the second that can help me or hurt me is the second your country is going down a very, very, very dark road. Here's what I mean. If I'm let's say I'm going to start an oil company right now. Oil. Jesse's oil and gas, right? That's something we'd probably be really good at, Chris. What? You could manage the accounting or whatever. Anyway, that's Jesse's oil and gas with Jewish producer Chris handling the accounting. Why do I, a private oil and gas company, why do I have to be concerned if, let's say, a senator, a Democrat senator somewhere, gets upset with me? Do you understand that even a United States senator, all that power, that shouldn't be something as a private businessman, that shouldn't be something that concerns me at all? Senator, pick your idiot senator, Elizabeth Warren. We're going to be talking about her. Elizabeth Warren, she gets wind of Jesse's oil and gas. And you know what? She doesn't like it. Doesn't like me. I say something on the radio that makes her mad, which we all know I probably do anyway. And she decides she's going to come after me. You know that you live in a country where that shouldn't matter, right? I should be able to, phone rings, I pick it up. Jesse, it's Senator Elizabeth Warren, I'm unhappy with you. I should be able to, in a truly free country, say, go pound sand, don't ever call here again, I'm blocking your number, you idiot communist loser. Boop! That's what I should say. In a real free country, you'd be able to say that. But if you said that in this gangster capitalism country, Elizabeth Warren, through all the agencies and otherwise, has a million different ways to make my life a living hell and probably end my business. And vice versa. Let's say we get a Republican senator. My buddy, Cruz. I'm buddies with Ted Cruz. You know that. And I have this oil and gas company. And not, let's assume Cruz is corrupt, which he's not. But let's say he's corrupt. Why would his approval help me? Shouldn't help me. That he likes me or likes my company, it shouldn't mean anything to me at all. It should mean nothing. But in a gangster capitalism country, it can. It can help out a lot. That's what we're going through right now. And because of that, because our private sector is so tied into our government sector, we've now created a system where losers without any talent can get elected to the government and get really, really rich off of it. These people insider trade all the time. They will, because of like the regulatory stuff we were just talking about, they will sell off stock in some industry or business right before they sign something into law or a regulation into law that crushes it and kills the stock. And they'll just walk away scot-free. All that stuff's supposed to be illegal. And if they don't do it directly, some of them do it directly, but if they don't do it directly, they don't even try to hide too much what they do. Nancy Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi simply used her husband for it. It's famous by now in political circles. It's just something well known. You might want to track the buying and selling Paul Pelosi's doing, because Paul really seems to have the inside track on what's going on in the stock market. It's just known. And so that's a big reason they get rich. Another reason they get rich is this. They have so much access. I brought up the grant money. They have so much access to the grant money that if you're like that Granholm clip, $200 million for a battery company. Let's set the Chinese part aside and let's say it's an American company. Well, if I'm Jennifer Granholm and I'm getting ready to sign off on sending you $200 million, well, I'm not going to ask for a payoff. That's a good way to get busted and go to prison. People start looking into you. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to, I don't know, find a cousin. I've got a bunch of cousins. Did you know that? They're all, most of them are back in Ohio where I'm from. I don't go to them myself. I have my cousin go to that company that's about to get $200 million. I have him put in an application. In fact, I want him to sit on the board. I think my first cousin, whether he has experience or not, I think he should sit on the board of this company. And I think he should make $1 million a year. I want you to pay my cousin $1 million a year. And they do it. And my cousin knows the deal. I set this up over coffee or a beer some night. He's got to kick me $100,000, $200,000, maybe even half of it. I'll demand half of it. We'll set up a bank account in the Cayman Islands or something like that somewhere. But I need my cut, and then you get your cut, and I'll let you have a nice cut of it so you always keep your mouth shut. But that's how it works. Look, this is the Joe Biden model. Remember, it's what the Biden family did in Ukraine. His son, with no energy experience, goes and sits on a board of a private energy company in Ukraine, Burisma, makes something like $80,000 a month with no experience at all. Why? Well, Joe Biden's on camera. We've played it for you 1,000 times. Saying, I was in charge of Ukraine. I'll cancel your money. We send you money. I'll cancel it. Or I'll double it. Hey, my son could really could really use a job. I'd like it if he was well paid. Appreciate you. That's why we have a bunch of rich politicians that make $165,000 a year. That's why. And I'm not thumbing my nose at $165,000. That's real money. But $165,000 a year should not create something like 85 millionaires in the United States Senate. That ain't easy. But that's how it gets done. All right. Let's talk about eating bugs. Let's talk about Obama. But first, let's talk about the government and our ATF director. Now, we'll do all that after we go save a life. And I have great news. I am actually not asking you to run out right now by the road and wait for the first opportunity to throw yourself in front of a moving truck to save the child that's crossing the street. You don't need to do that. I guess if you want to do that, that's fine, but I would not recommend it. I would instead recommend you pull out your wallet and give $28 to Preborn so they can take that $28 and buy an ultrasound with it. They have these pro-life clinics where they have ultrasound machines. The ultrasound machines cost $14,000-$15,000, by the way, and they always could use a new one of those if you're a person of means and want to do that. But $28 buys the ultrasound itself. That young lady gets an ultrasound, hears the heartbeat, and she chooses life. Let's choose life tonight. #250 and say the word baby. Or you can go to preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse question. Hi, Jesse. I love listening to you in the evenings. You are my hero. I wanted to know your oracle opinion on something. So we know Biden's not really running the country. There's someone else behind the curtain running Oz. I was wondering if it could be Obama. Is that why there's talk of Michelle Obama running? Because Obama is behind the curtain pulling the puppet strings. The answer to that question is yes and no. And this is what I mean. We want to find, and I'm the same way. This is human nature. We want to find the villain. the villain, singular. And here's why we want to find the villain. Because it makes things simple for us. You know how I talk all the time? Let's pause on that for a second because there's another side of this. You know how I talk all the time about how I don't wave pom-poms for politicians? None of them. I don't fall in love with them. I use them and dump them. But I always tell you, I understand people who do. I understand people who do. Why would you fixate on this Trump or Heavy D? I got my Heavy D t-shirt on. I got my Trump bumper sticker, MAGA for life. Why do people do that? Why do people do that? Because it simplifies things. It's too overwhelming, all the problems and the institutions and the laws and the issues. It's too overwhelming for all of us, for myself included, to try to digest all this and then try to tackle it. So you know what we want? We want to, no, just elect Trump and fix it. Ron DeSantis will fix it. Just elect Ron DeSantis. Because it makes it simple for us. It's very simple. I have chosen this person. This person can fix everything. I don't have to worry about as much because they're going to fix everything. So you go fix everything. We do the same thing on the flip side with the villains. Who's the person behind the mask? Who's the one behind the curtain, I mean? Who's pulling the strings? Who's the real mastermind? Is it Obama? The truth is, in the same way there's no one savior, there's no man savior that's coming to save you or me, there's no one bad guy that we just have to vanquish and then all the evil will be gone. It's not Obama. It's not George Soros. It's not Bill Gates. It's not Klaus Schwab. It's not Susan Rice. It's not all these people. If you want to think about it like a big corporation. Think of the system as a gigantic evil corporation. All those people I just mentioned, they're all probably sitting on the board. They're all making gigantic decisions, all trying to figure out what needs to go where. What do they need to do to create maximum amounts of death and destruction? They're all important people, and I have no doubt about it that Barack Obama's people, if not Obama himself, are some of the main drivers of Biden's disastrous agenda. You know this because virtually everyone in Joe Biden's White House is an Obama person. Susan Rice just left 5 minutes ago. Ron Klain, they're all Obama people. But we fixate on Obama, and I've made this mistake too because he's just the freaking worst. So we think to ourselves, that's it. That's the bad guy. He's the one whispering in Biden's ear, ruining everything. But the truth is, it's more complicated than that, and that's what sucks because we don't want complicated. And I'm just as guilty of this. I want things simple. Tell me who the good guy is. Tell me who the bad guy is. Make it simple for me. I grew up watching John Wayne movies with my dad. The great part about movies back then is, one, you didn't get any rainbow propaganda. Two, they taught actual values like bravery and strength and things like that. And three, at least for me, the simplicity of it was beautiful. Oh, look, there's the good guy. It's John Wayne with a six gun on his hip. Oh, look, there's the bad guy. He even looks like the bad guy. All I need is for the good guy to go defeat the bad guy, and then everything will be right. And that's, like I said, that's human nature. If that's you, if you get wrapped up in that kind of thing and that kind of savior complex stuff, don't get down on yourself. That's human nature. That's how we think. That's how we are. We are born with that. The problem is we end up putting our faith in things we shouldn't. We end up putting our faith in somebody who's going to disappoint us, because they're all just flesh and blood, aren't they? And we end up doing the same thing with the bad guys. This is the bad guy. This is the bad guy. Or like right now, a great example of this is George Soros. That's a great example of this. George Soros. It's George Soros. And you know I talk about Soros all the time, and he is an evil communist monster, and I hate his freaking guts. But George Soros is also about 10,000 years old. The bags under his eyes are bouncing off his knees when he walks. He looks like he's about to die. And he may be about to die. He's really old. And on the day he dies, there will be people, it won't be you, but there will be people out there who will, oh, thank goodness, he's finally gone. Man, he was a pain. Gosh, I'm so glad we're finally rid of him. George Soros isn't even really running things anymore. His son is, and he's 37. George Soros goes, and the Hydra just grows a new head. I'm not trying to say that to overwhelm you or make it ominous, because that's not it. If anything, it should make you feel better. There's no Blofeld there petting his cat as he plots for James Bond. Did you just say who, Chris? I can't take it with you children who work on this show anymore. Blofeld was a James Bond evil guy, a bad guy. Virtually, oh my gosh, we're having homework assignments from now on in this show. I know this is not school. Chris and Michael are about to start having homework assignments because I cannot take this anymore. No, it's not. No, oh my gosh.
You know what? I just want to talk about home title lock. I can't do this anymore. We're just going to focus on protecting you and your home title.
That's all we're going to do. That's what this show is going to be from now on, because I can't. I feel like I'm in a daycare. So I'll deal with them in a moment. Let me just help you out, and then I'll go back to dealing with Chris and Michael. Your home title is not a piece of paper. It's not. It's electronic. It's online now. I know it's a weird new tech world. I hate it too. I get it. But your home title is online now. Because it's online now, hackers can get it. That's what they do. There are these nerds out there who just make a living stealing home titles. They steal your home title. They're not going to take your home. They forge your signature on it and go start taking loans out against your home. They'll make you pay those loans back, or they'll evict you. This is real. Go look it up. It's a big deal. HomeTitleLock.com is how you stop it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Sign up today.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and I have a bunch of more I still have to get to, and I'm really running out of precious time here, and that kind of frigging sucks, but we're going to march on anyway. The ATF director was giving some testimony today. Remember, this is the director of the ATF.
My question to you is just simply a yes or no. You know what an assault weapon is. You've seen one.
Again, that would be a decision for Congress to make respectfully as to make that definition. There are numerous different legislative bodies that have taken up that question. They have all...
If we laid a weapon on the table, you could pretty much say that falls in the category of an assault weapon.
Respectfully, that is a decision that different legislative bodies have come up with different definitions for. It would be for the legislators to make that determination as to how they would define it, unless they were to delegate that authority to ATF.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he said this too.
I don't hold myself out as a technical expert in every aspect of firearms, expert in dealing with violent crime.
So before we get to Thomas Massey, the great Thomas Massey's question of him, that's a little long. I just want to once again remind you, we always have to remind ourselves how the communist thinks. That guy has an exact definition of what he thinks an assault weapon is. But the communist, one of the main tactics he's used for the longest time, they've written this. They will try to make you define and specify everything. You can't even define this. What are you talking about? What about this or this specific thing? While at the same time never defining anything for you. Now, why? What does he gain from that? If you're the ATF director and you're a gun-confiscating, murderous piece of trash who wants to use the forces of government against his own people, why not just get up there right there and say, you know what? 10-round magazines. Any magazines of 10 rounds or more, that's an assault weapon. Well, here's why. His goal is ultimately disarming everyone of every gun. That way they can use government forces to hurt you whenever they want. That's the ultimate goal. So if he actually defines it, if he steps up there and it gives a definition, what if, God forbid, it actually passed into law and every 10-round magazine had to be turned in? Not that I think you would turn yours in, but you know what I mean. Well, then he's reached the end of his road. You just said it was magazines 10 rounds or more. What, now you want more? So they'll never define it. They do the, well, I mean, I can't really, I don't know. It's kind of up to Congress. He does the same thing during this little bit long line of questioning from Thomas Massey. Listen to how they just bob and weave and slip in and out.
This is what
offends the sensibilities of Americans, whether they own these or not. Do these make the gun fire more rapidly?
In case you're wondering, he's talking about a pistol brace right now. A pistol brace.
The stabilizing. Do these increase the muzzle velocity?
The stabilizing.
Do these allow the? You're not answering any of the questions. Do these allow the firearm to carry more bullets?
The stabilizing braces allow, if they're the kind that count, allow the firearm to be shouldered.
Let me ask
you this. That Congress
I'm glad you brought that up. So this is a stabilizing brace here. Here's a pistol without a stabilizing brace. Does the buffer tube, could that be shouldered?
That would have to be submitted to the firearms experts at ATF, and we could classify it.
Do you think you have the authority to reclassify this pistol as a short barrel rifle simply because it has a buffer tube?
Again, the rule is aimed at clarifying, and there are specific factors that are set forth in the rule.
Do you think you have the authority to reclassify the firearm above because it can be shouldered?
For me to sit here and try to do a classification that firearms experts who've worked for decades do would not be appropriate. But we will give classifications, and if things don't qualify under the rule, then they don't qualify.
Look, I can't define it. I don't know. I've got to have to go to the experts. I'll get back to you on that. We will do it. We'll do it. I'll figure it out. But I just at this time, I just can't figure. It's a floating. I'm not qualified. This is all a tactic. Standard communist tactic. Define nothing. Remember, we've talked before about Mao when Mao was doing his cultural revolution. And he was campaigning hard against the four olds. Remember that? The four olds? And they're all vague terms. Like one of the four olds is old ideas. Okay, well, what does that mean? Old ideas? What? What are you talking about? Well, the point is it means whatever Mao wants it to mean in any given moment. That's what it means. That's part of, yeah, it's a good point, Chris. That's part of a revolution without end that they talk about. If they define something, anything for you, then you will expect it to stop when they get to some sort of a hard destination. But there's no hard destination because you're not dealing with bad. You're dealing with evil, and evil doesn't have a destination. Evil just goes down and down and down and down and down until good stops it. That's why you and I always have to remember.
You know, freedom is not free.
What, Chris? It's important we remember that. It's important we remember something else as long as we're talking about the mentality of communism and things like that. And this might be the most important thing. The Anti-Communist Manifesto is available for pre-order at jessekellybook.com right now. I almost forgot to mention. Oh, shoot. I'm an idiot. On the book thing, I really was supposed to mention this. I'm so stupid. On the book thing, let me pull it up so I can make sure I get this right. Barnes & Noble. Today's the 26th, right? Yes. Today, tomorrow, and the next day, they have 25% off all pre-order promotions at Barnes & Noble. I normally want you to go to whatever bookseller you want, local, whatever. It doesn't matter at all. But if you want to save a little cheddar and you've been waiting for something on the Anti-Communist Manifesto, 25% off at Barnes & Noble. So they told me that, and now I'm passing it along to you. So there, save a little cash. All right, now something that actually is really serious. The communists constantly is throwing out these crazy things. We've talked about this before, and they're so crazy that what we'll do is we'll freak out for a day or two, but we're not taking them that seriously because no one would be that crazy, right? When in reality, the communist has just told you something they're dead serious about and something they will implement. We just did this recently with the gas stove ban. They sponsored some dumb study saying gas stoves were harmful. Immediately they came out and said, look, we're going to have to ban these gas stoves. We freaked out for 24 hours. Then the media, like the lapdog apparatchiks they are, they all ran out and said, no one's banning your gas stove. That's so stupid. These conspiracy theorists, nut jobs. And then before you know it, New York, California, many others will follow. Gas stoves are going away like that. They're doing the same thing again with something right now, and we're not seeing it, and we're not taking it seriously enough, and we're not attacking it in a way that we should at all. And what they're doing right now and who they're doing it to is way more serious than the gas stoves you and I love, all right? We will discuss what that thing is in just a moment, and then we'll get to headlines I didn't get to and all kinds of other fun stuff. Before we get to that, I do want to get to this. Your testosterone levels, your health, your energy levels. We are not getting the right nutrition anymore. Everyone knows that. Our food supply sucks. That and our sit-around lifestyle and the estrogens in the water. Look, there are a lot of things contributing to the free-falling vitality of America. We are not making enough babies. We can't even make enough babies with these testosterone levels. We have got to get personally healthy, and we have got to get it help. We got to get there quickly. We do. Chok.com, C-H-O-Q. That is one of our main tools for getting there. We need to work out. We need to eat better. We need to drink more water. We need to make sure we're getting the natural herbal supplements in our bodies we need. Do you have enough? Do you have any idea how much better you'll feel in 90 days? With a male vitality stack or female vitality stack from Chok? Go to chok.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off subscriptions. Get a subscription because you don't want to pay full price. If for some reason you're not happy, just cancel. They want you to. I want you to. But don't pay full price like a sucker. Chok.com, promo code Jesse. Fellas, try a male vitality stack. Ladies, female vitality stack. Give it 90 days, and you email me and tell me how you feel. All right. The big thing we're not paying enough attention to. Next.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, this thing, once again, the communists are doing something. They're telling you they intend to do something. And we're not taking it seriously. Why? Because it's a lot of morons right now, like AOC out there taking pot shots at Clarence Thomas about stuff.
Also learned this week is that a Supreme Court justice of this court has been receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gifts and expenses.
Okay, we got it. I can't take that idiot anymore. We have Elizabeth Warren today calling for expansion of the Supreme Court. We have Chuck Schumer, I believe this was yesterday, calling Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, calling for him to come stand before the Senate and be questioned by them. They're going to come for the Supreme Court one day. You know that, right? Nothing they want is constitutional. Nothing they want can be justified under the law. But because we're not dealing with liberals, we're not dealing with Democrats, because we're dealing with communists, that would never, ever, 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 ever stop them. It wouldn't even occur to them to stop. If they're charging down a road and they run into a wall that says the law, they're not going to stop. It wouldn't occur to them. They're going to blow it up and keep driving right on down the road. They don't think like that. You're dealing with people who are completely unencumbered by any moral founding whatsoever, and they are 1,000% committed to the destruction of everything. Everything. It's their entire religion. It's a religion of destruction. The communists are going to come for the court, the highest court in the land. They're going to beat it up, nibble at it forever, neuter it, and eventually they're going to wipe it out. They will. And when I tell you things like that, that's part of the reason I'm so emphatic about you moving and moving to a red state that shares your values and then becoming an activist and fortifying your state against the coming communist hordes, because they are coming. There's probably no stopping what they're doing at the federal level. They are coming. And if you're not in a fortified red state, you know what? You know what a preview of your life looks like? I actually want to thank this Minnesota guy. He's one of these young communists in Minnesota. I want to thank him. This is a little long, but I want you to pay attention. If you're listening to me in Massachusetts, New York, California, any one of the blue states, I want you to know this is just a speech now. This is reality soon. They're not going to stop. They're not joking. They're not just spitting out words to see where they splatter. They're telling you what the plan is.
If a Minnesotan writes an article claiming or arguing that COVID-19 is a Chinese bioweapon that leaked from a lab in Wuhan, and someone reports that article to the Department of Human Rights, is that something that the Department of Human Rights should put in their bias registry under your bill?
Representative Vang.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Representative Niska, not all incidents are considered, I guess, violent or criminal, as I said before. And so this clearly, if with the rhetoric that we have seen since the pandemic and regarding accusing Asians of bringing in the coronavirus, that is bias motivated. And so that can be considered a bias incident.
I think I heard a yes to that, which is very troubling to me. Let me ask you another question, though, if Representative Vang would yield. Representative Vang, if a Minnesotan is wearing a T-shirt that says, I love J.K. Rowling, and someone sees that and reports them to the Minnesota Department of Human Rights as an example of gender identity or gender expression bias, is that something that the Minnesota Department of Human Rights should put in this bias database?
I think this question will best be answered by the lawyers. I'm not a lawyer myself. I think in the language of the provision, we have looked at the language to make sure that a substantial part of any incident has to be relating to bias and hate and motivated. And so I'm not going to say a yes or no to that question.
They're planning on creating a registry, a citizen registry. You ready to move to that red state yet? Might want to get on that. That's not some wing nut. That's a preview of the future, your future, unless you get out. All right. Now, I have a preview of my future, and it involves not only picking up a bag of dog food on the way home, because I just got a text from the wife. It also involves sleeping tonight like a baby. That's a preview of my future. And I will sleep like a baby tonight because I have Giza dream sheets on my bed. And maybe you're sitting there right now. You probably are saying, Jesse, no way. I bet your wife changed the sheets on you. But see, that's where you're wrong. If she did change the sheets, if it's laundry day or whatever day it is she does laundry, I have two pairs of Giza dream sheets because I don't sleep in anything else but Giza dream sheets from my pillow. Softest, greatest sheets ever, and they're at their lowest price ever right now. As low as $29.98 for the best sheets you've ever had in your life. Go to MyPillow.com. There's a radio listener special square. Beep. That's probably the sound it makes. Beep. Click on that and use the promo code Jesse. Sizes, colors, styles, multiple. They have everything. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Get your Giza dream sheets and enjoy.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Baby eats bugs. Mom whose daughter consumes crickets insists they're healthy and cheaper than meat. Just want to point out that I saw the picture, and this is a liberal white woman, and I just want to remind you that the liberal white woman is the most evil, destructive person on the face of the planet today. Biden raises costs for home buyers with good credit to help risky borrowers. That's right. You people who've been paying your loans back on time your whole life with good credit, you get to pay for the dirtball who misses all of his payments now because, oh, it's not communism though, right? I'm not allowed to call it that. Biden administration claims Taliban killed ISIS leader behind the suicide bombing that killed 13 U.S. troops. You know, I got to be honest with you. Maybe the Taliban did kill that guy. I know when we tried to kill that guy, we just ended up murdering six innocent Afghani children. Cook County State Attorney General Kim Fox announces she will not be running for re-election. I guess I would be really excited for Chicago about this if I didn't know beyond a shadow of a doubt that George Soros is going to pour another $1 million into Chicago, and the dollards who vote Democrat there every time are going to go vote for that brand new communist one. Out one goes, in the next one comes, just like they did with their new piece of trash mayor. DeSantis discusses what U.S. policy needs to be to deter a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. It is funny how the governor of Florida is now visiting Japan and discussing his Chinese strategy, but he's definitely not running for president or anything like that right now. Gosh, that's great. All right, chin up. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We're doing all the dessert. We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.